Pray for us. The thought the Lord's laid upon us is gracious words. Amen. It's been a long time since I've preached to the preachers. I may just be preaching to myself, but some of this will be for the preachers, and I pray it'll be something for everybody, the church. And if you've been saved and not a member of the church, or if you're here today and you're lost and separated from God, I believe there'll be something for all of us. But y'all pray for us that we'd be able to bring this out in a way to be pleasing unto the Lord. But we love you this morning, and I love my preaching brethren, and I love you that are hurting, that's going through so much, and I pray. I really, the Lord told me this week that people need to hear from me, and I believe that. Now, I believe that each one of you, I believe Larry can pray and talk to God and hear from him. But when we stand up as men of God, we should have spent some time with the Lord. We should have spent some time from him and have a lead in what God would have us to say. And we'd be able to say something that would be on time. And Brother Daniel preached here Sunday night that didn't even have an appointment. He ended up preaching. I won't get into that, but done a really good job, and it was very timely. And I guess from that, it just really began to wear on me. But in Luke chapter 4 and verse 16, it says, after the Lord was led up into the mountain and tempted of the devil, we find here that he comes to where he was raised. And it said in the verse 16, chapter 4 of the Gospel of Luke, and it came... And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And his custom was that he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance unto the captivities, and to the recovering of the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and he sat down. He stood for the reading of the God, but it seems Jesus done a little different. Most of us, he sat down to do his preaching. And it said that he sat down, and the eyes of all men were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day the scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And all that bear witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, ye surely say unto me, this proverb, a physician, heal thyself. Whosoever or whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. And with mistakes we made, reading down to the 24th verse there, and our thought comes out of that 22nd verse. He said, and when all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And I looked up gracious there, and it said divine and influence upon the heart, reflection in life, including gratitude. And I believe in all my heart there's times for all things to be preached. I believe there's times when you just skin or hide when God says to. When you spend a little time and he says do that, that's our job to do that. But there's times we need to speak gracious words. We need to say things that will be a help to those that are hurting. And I want to go over here and take our text, and we're probably going to spend more time there than we will any anywhere else, but over in Isaiah and the 50th chapter in the 4th verse, and the Lord God has given me a tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary, that walketh, awaketh in the morning by morning, and waketh mine ear to hear as the learned. And I believe it's not talking about the prophet Isaiah here. I believe it's talking about the Lord. And I believe if we follow the Lord, it's talking about us as the ones that's been called out to carry the word. And it said in the Lord God, it said in the first part of that, we're going to look at these a little bit at a time, but the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned. So I want you to know how the Lord God don't call the qualified, but he qualifies qualifies those that he calls. So we find over in Corinthians, he said, not how many are wise or called, but he chose the weak to confound the wise. We have to spend time with the Lord and learn of him. And when we come and preach what God has laid upon our heart, they can be gracious words to the hearers. They can be encouraging to them. They can bring things to the remembrance, and it can strengthen and help them. So we realize today how God calls us. Amen. And he teaches us. I have nothing wrong. They have a minister school up in Bowling Green. They think you're going up there to teach us how to preach. Listen, if they're doing that, they failed at it. Because nobody I know of could ever preach but Jesus Christ. They don't teach you how to preach. They just teach you lessons on the Bible. I want you to know you have to learn from God and spend time with him. The Bible says to study to show thyself approved unto God. I want you to know a lot of our problem today is we're studying to show ourselves approved unto man, that we might get a little pat on the back, that we might impress somebody a little along the way. Listen, we're to please God. And I want you to know in that sometimes it's not going to please man, and sometimes it is. But what it does, when he gives you something to go tell them to help them, I want you to know we're to do the best we can with that. He called the weak to confound the wise. Nicodemus, we all know about him over there, come to Jesus by the night. He said he was a master, a teacher of Israel. That's what a master was when he was talking about it. He said, are you a teacher and you don't know these things when it comes to spiritual things? I want you to know you can know every word that's in the Word of God. And if you don't have the Spirit of God directing you in it, it won't help nothing. I've seen men to get up and quote scripture for an hour and a half. Listen to me, if God ain't in the middle of it, it won't profit anything. You can know every bit of it. If all you're doing is letting some man hear it, it won't help anything. We need to be taught of God. And to do that, we got to spend some time with him. That I should know how to speak the word in season. I want you to know you don't only know what you need to speak, but you need to know how to speak it. How do we to speak it? We're to speak it humbly. We're to speak it boldly. We're to speak it with love. We're to speak it directly. We're to speak it how he gives it to us to speak it. No other way. That we're to speak the word of God. And why are we to do this? I have said to him that is weary. I want you to know there is people out there that are hurting today. In the last couple years, not just because of COVID, but we've buried so many people. I talked to them up to the funeral home, and they said in their records, and I think it was last year or year before last, they had more funerals than they ever had.
I want you to realize a lot of people have been through a lot of things, but it ain't just a way that way. There's lost souls among us every Sunday. Everywhere you go preach, there's a chance there'll be a lost person there. And they need to hear from God. They need to hear from God. And what me and you think, our opinions don't matter. They need to hear the words, the gracious words that proceed out of His mouth. We need to be in a shape that when we stand up and read the Word of God, when we shut that book up, that we know we've done the best we could to help those that are hurting, that are standing in need. There's people all among us today. There's people here today that no doubt are a payment or two away from losing their home. Listen, there's people that don't know how they're going to pay their bill right here with us today. I promise you that. They're worried. They need to hear something from God, and we need to study it. There's lost people here today. They're worried. They don't understand. They know they're lost, but they don't know how to seek the Lord. They have no idea what they're supposed to do. But listen, they're worried. They need to hear from me and you. Listen to me, brother. Don't just shake your head with me. Yeah, listen to me today. They need to hear the Word of God. They need to hear from God. And they need to hear it through you. There's grandmothers and granddaddies here today that's lost their grandbabies. They need to hear something from the man of God. They're weary. They're hurting. They need to hear from God. They need to hear from a man that studied, not only studied the Word, but prayed and spent time with Jesus to be able to come. There's wives here today that's lost their husband. I want you to know there's mamas and daddies that lost their children. There's people here today that are weary, and they need to hear from us. And we can't just do that by picking up the book and looking at it and saying, I like this. This right here sounds good to me. This will help them. I know this right here is going to tell them about heaven. They're going to feel better. No! Amen. If God ain't in it, it won't help nothing. Spend some time with Jesus. What may help them may be something that everybody else thinks a step on their toes. But if God's in it, He'll help them with it. And you should do it at the right time. There's a season and a time for all things. He said that word was coming a season. I want you to know there's a time to rebuke the Lord's church. It is. You do it at the wrong time. Oh, and I want to tell you, all it'll do is hurt. There's a time to lift up the Lord's church. Amen. And if you do it at the wrong time, when they're already too high anyway, all it will do is hurt. I want to tell you this. There's a time to preach the gospel to lost people. But if you do that on your own without the Spirit of God in it, you'll push them away. You don't think, I know that. I'm talking by experience. I preached at Buffalo Springs. God sent me down there with a message to preach to the church. I got there and my brother-in-law showed up. As far as I know, he'd never been saved. First thing come to my mind was a rich man and Lazarus. That's what needs to be done here tonight, God. That was the night the little woman come around and told me to study. Never done my brother-in-law a bit of good. Matter of fact, it may have hurt him. We're to spend time with the Lord. And when He gives us something, just do it. I've left here a lot of times where I felt like a bunch of y'all was mad at me. I have. We've left here before when my wife thought a bunch of y'all was mad at me. We have. And that bothers me. I don't want nobody to be mad at me, but if I'd spent time with Jesus all week and he'd told me what I was to speak on, then I had to leave it here. Now, I ain't going to say I'm good at that, but I will say this. We're to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Amen. And that's what it's about. And listen what he said here. He went on and he talked and he said, I am the word and season of him that is weary. Then he says, this is talking to us again. He waketh in the morning by morning. He waketh mine ear to hear as the learned. He wakes us up early in the morning. There's no telling how many times I go to bed on Saturday night at 10 o'clock and by 2 o'clock, I'm awake. I want you to know he wakes me up. He begins to put a thought in my head, how to handle it, how to go about it. I may have done studied all week, but he's telling me, this is the way you do it. And I can just roll over and say, I need to sleep, Lord. I got a long day tomorrow, or I can spend some time with him. Wait till I'm married, talked about the garden. I love the summertime. I love my little garden. I love getting up before the sun comes up. I love going out there early in the morning and sitting with the Lord and spending time with him and meditating. That's when we're fresh. That's when he comes to us. When everything in the world ain't got a hold of us, he wants to talk to you and you can hear him more plainly. Because you ain't worried about a chainsaw or hay or whatever you may be doing. You ain't worried about somebody's power being out. You ain't worried about this or that. That's when you can spend time with him, when you're fresh in the morning. Amen. That's why he comes to you in the morning. He wants to talk to you. Amen. You know what he wants to talk to us preachers about? What he wants us to say and how we're to say it. To help the weary. I believe it's more than just studying. I believe it's a whole lot of meditating. I think it's a whole lot of time of praying. You got to be able, he told Nicodemus, he said, we speak that which we know. In other words, Nicodemus, if you don't know nothing, you can't say nothing. So you got to study, but you also got to study how to handle that and the way to go about it. I'm fixing to finish here in a minute. I love these scriptures. Used them in weddings over and over and over and over. I'm getting tired. I'm going to sit down a minute. It worked for Jesus. It worked for me. The Apostle Paul, we always use this word... Charity is love, and it is. But every time I say charity today, I want you to say God. Preachers, listen to me. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, love, or God, I become as a sounding brass and a twinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy to understand mysteries and knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity or God, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not God, it profit me nothing. God suffereth long. He is kind. God envieth not, God vaineth not, it says, and it's not puffed up. Now, all those times it said charity, I don't want nobody leaving here saying I misrepresent the word of God. But I believe that's what it means. It means love, and God is love. He do not behave himself unseemly, seeketh not its own, is easy, not easily provoked.
thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but it rejoiceth in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity or God never faileth. But whether there is prophets, they shall fail. Whether there is tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I become a man, I put away childish things. Why is that right in the middle of that? Why is that in the middle of that, Brother Marty? When I was a child, I thought as a child. Right in the middle of all that. Why did Apostle Paul, or God, because all Scripture is given by this, why did he put that in there? How much time on Saturday night do you spend thinking about? Reckon there's any childish things involved? Ball games? There ain't nothing wrong with ball games. They got their place. But men of God need to be spending their time thinking on what God would have them to say. We're to put away childish things. You know why we're to do all this? Because there's somebody out there weary that needs to hear from God. Somebody needs to hear some gracious words. Somebody needs to hear to say that we're all going to be together someday. The Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 said that he would call them all up together. We're all going to be together someday. We need to tell them that there's a better place. And that we need to be able to tell them that, listen, even if you lose your home here, and I thought I was going to lose mine one time. You say, well, why in the world would you tell that? I ain't too proud to say I've been there. I've been places where it was tough. I've been to where it was hard. It was good to show up on church on Sunday morning and a man of God stand up there and say something that would help me to be able to go home and have faith in God that he was going to bring me through, and he did. It was good when I was a lost soul going for 2 or 3 years and not knowing how to get saved, when a man would stand up there and just tell me to just surrender to God, trust and repent. It meant something to me because he'd spent some time with God. It was good when I didn't know how I was going to be able to preach the word of God, when I finally stood up and said, God has called me to preach. And some man stood up there and preached the word to me, even though it may have skipped me alive. It was good. It went down in there and it done a work and it helped me. It helped me start putting away childish things. It started making me concentrate and spend more time with the Lord. You got a job to do. It's more than just getting behind a pulpit and yelling and screaming. There's a week of spending time with the Lord and ask him what the weary people need to hear. You may think, well, Brother Jeff, we don't need to hear this now. Somebody needs to hear it. He gave it to me. I know he did. I know somebody needs to hear it. There's somebody here today that's weary. I want you to know, go to Jesus. He can take care of you. He opened his mouth and gracious words come out and they still rejected him. He said, a prophet. I can't even quote it now. Not much honor in his own country. Sometimes it's going to be tough. Sometimes they're going to reject you. But they rejected him. But sometimes they'll listen. So if you're here today and you're weary, you're here today and your heart broke, you're here today and you're lost, you're here today and you don't know how you're going to make your life be on you. You don't understand how you're going to be able to. Maybe even buy your kids lunch next week. You don't understand where your next meal's coming from. You don't understand if your marriage is going to survive. You don't understand how you're going to get by without that one you love that the Lord's took home. You don't understand what you must do to be saved. Listen, here's all of it in two little verses. Jesus said, come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn. Learn of me. For I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. So if you're hurt today and you're weary, if you're lost and you don't know where to go, go to Jesus. Amen. If you don't know how you're going to get through this whole life, go to Jesus. He'll give you rest. And once you go to him, then learn of him. Take my yoke upon you. Have you got a weight that you just can't carry? He's wanting to carry it for you. They put that yoke on that old them old oxen. That's what they use. But they took them old oxen and they had a wooden yoke and they'd go from one ox to the other. They'd put them together. That's what the yoke was. It altered them together there and they would pull and they'd pull the weight. I want you to know today if you'll get hooked up with Jesus, he can take that load that you can't bear. If you're weary today, he can help you. Listen, preachers. Don't just go. We went and met with somebody one time on a committee, and the preacher was there. And here's what he told us, me and Brother Bill and Brother Danny. He said, you quit telling the congregation that the Lord gives you thoughts. All you do is just go get a thought, and you just preach on it. I didn't know what to think about him. You think what you want to. I don't believe Brother Marty does that. You know why I don't believe Brother Daniel does that? Because last Sunday he showed up here to come hear somebody preach. Didn't. You know the next thing he was doing? He was preaching. Was he preaching what he come up with? Or was he preaching what God gave him? Amen. That's her job. Y'all heard me talk about it, and I'll be done in just a minute, I promise. I worked for Brother Don Curtis when I was a boy. I done everything, whatever they did. If I could make a dollar, I worked. But Brother Don had a battery route. And I'd go with him on that battery route, and there was days he'd talk to me all day. We'd just talk, and we'd talk about baseball. We'd talk about this, and we'd talk about that. And there's other days I'd get in that old route truck with him early in the morning, and we'd drive all day. We was talking about Somerset, Kentucky a while ago, Brother Tommy. He had a route going plumb up to Somerset, Kentucky. And you'd ride all day long. That man never much more speak to me. And I'd think, what in the world is wrong with him? What is his problem? I'll be honest, I thought he was a jerk most of the time. I just think, why are you being such a jerk for? You know what he was doing? He's meditating. He's talking to God about what he had to preach on the Sunday. I seen Brother Stanley King there beside my house, raised right beside him. Old house finally failed. You know why it failed?
That man took up and left his home, sat there, left his job, left everything he had. Because God said, go to West Virginia, and he went out shuddering his home, running down and fell right beside us there. What's it happen? I'd sit there and watch that man through the night, all manners of night, sitting in his living room window in a day of studying the Word of God, praying and meditating, because he knew he had to go tell people something, and he wanted to make sure they heard from God. They didn't hear from Stanley King.
We need to lose some sleep sometimes. We need to go to bed late and get up early. And we need to think about what God would have us say. We need to be learned, not just by the words and studied. No, I'm telling you, there's people can say, preach a whole, there's a lot of people can preach better than me. We got a room full of preachers right here can preach better than me. That don't bother me no more. There's people out there that know the scriptures a whole lot better than I do. They can go through it and just tell you, they can quote from one end to the other of it. But without the Spirit of God, without them spending some time with God, it won't profit a thing. It'll be just as a sounding brass and a twinkling cymbal if you don't spend some time with God. And you say, well, when, did you spend any with him this week? You bet you. You come and preach to Barry Brunner a while and see if you spend a little time. You come preach to Marty Metter a little while and see if you spend some time. These is men I look up to. You'll spend some time in the Word when you've got to come and tell them. Daniel, thank you for planting a seed. Thank you for words spoken in due season. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a pitcher of silver. The right words at the right time makes all the difference in the world. It can help a little widow woman. It can help that man that don't know how he's going to be able to take care of his family. It can help that lost soul that needs Jesus in a desperate way. Those words we speak are important. And they need to hear from God. Gracious words. Words that'll get down in their heart. They can take home with them. I pray you preachers take some of these home with you today. And if you're here today and you're lost, I pray today you'll go to Jesus. If you're here today and you're suffering, you're hurting, go to Jesus. He can help you. That's the only one I know to turn to. That's the only one I've got. I want to be done. I really do. I love you, brother. I really do. Spend time with the Lord. You can do your job. I guarantee you, Larry, it's no way he comes in here. Now, he's not a preacher, I don't reckon. That's between him and God. But he comes in here every Sunday ready for Sunday school. I guarantee you he don't do that an hour on Sunday morning. You know how he does it? He gets up early in the morning through the week. And he spends a little time with the Lord before he starts his job. He spends some time with the Lord driving back and forth from East Tennessee. Marty, he mows more fence rows than anybody I know. He's like Forrest Gump. I reckon Forrest Gump, you know, mowed all that grass for free. I don't know if Marty's mowing it for free or not. But you go by over there and he's mowing fence rows all the time. You know what he's doing? There's more than mowing going on there. He's talking to the Lord. He's spending time with him. And saying, Lord, Not only how to, is this what I'm to say, but how do I say it? Where do I read from? And the Lord is helping him and learning him. We never get too big to be tall. So when I'm out there working on a chainsaw, and last Monday morning I got up early and I went turkey hunting. Brother Brad called me right in the middle of the big turkey hunt. Tom coming out down yonder. Here goes Brother Brad. Someday when my life here is over, and I'm saying, Brad, wait a minute. Here he comes. And I thought, what's more important? I picked it up. Hey, brother, that turkey's stealed us. What are you doing? I'm turkey hunting. See any? Yeah, there's one out in front of me right now. You going to shoot it? I ain't got time. I'm talking to you. We talk about, you know, the Lord for a while. Turkey was walks on. Don't matter. I done my Bible study while I sat there, or part of it. Do it on my phone. I was typing it out. Turkey's walking around. Spend time with the Lord. You're talking about a blessing. Yep. Wherever you're at. And that ain't just for preachers.
Amen.
You can get up early and go look at your garden too.
That's right.
Me and my wife's got chairs set out there on the tree right there at the end of the garden. She normally don't get up and go with me. But that's all right. I go to the garden alone. Amen. But I'll go by there and she will have my coffee turned on where it kicks on. I'll go by there and get my cup of coffee. I'll go out there and sit down. And I'll watch the sun come up over Gary Kepler's house over here to my left. That sun started easing up there. And I see the dew. Yeah. And all the things he's made. And then I begin to talk to him. And he begins to talk to me. Mm-hmm. Words. Words, Lord. Give me words to help the weary. Give me words to help a church they don't know what direction to go. Give me words, Father. Help me learn, my Father. You're looking at a man that couldn't read. You're looking at a man that ain't got no education. You're looking at a man that didn't have a lot of things going for him. Didn't have the best word that was without, the best name that was without. I want you to know that he lived like a child the most of his life. But I want to finish well. Now give me something, Father, to help the ones that are weary. Help me, God.
Amen.
Help me, God, to be able to tell them something. I can't stand seeing them brokenhearted any longer. Help me, Father. Give me words. Let gracious words proceed out of my mouth, Father. Oh, Lord, help us. That's what it's about.
Amen.
Spend time with God. Study it the best you can. His brother Marty's granddaddy said, Brother Billy, he said, study it the best you can. Learn all you can about it and go tell them about it. In due season, in the right time, with words, it's like apples that's in pictures. That's my message. I love you.